News at Once. Wake up with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. That's 6 to 10 on Monday morning. I'm Terry McCready on 710 WOR, an NBC News radio station.
The following program is sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group. Josh Jelinski is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
Quarterback coming to you live. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have, no question is a dumb one, except the one you do not ask. And we're going to be joined right now for our special year-end tax alert. We're going to be joined by Tom Wheelwright, who is a fantastic guest. He is a world-famous CPA, author of many books, head of Wealth Ability, and we'll be talking about what he's going to be doing for you in the light of the new tax law, ways in which you can take advantage of it, but you have to act by year end. The QBI, what write-offs are you missing out on? So if you have questions for Tom Wheelwright, CPA, author, a CPA known for his book, Tax-Free Wealth, which is the book we're going to be giving away. So, good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And many of you, for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you've been on the show before. Our listeners love you, but maybe somebody's just tuning in, never heard of you. Give us a little bit
sure.
of your
background. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Accounting from the University of Utah and a Master's of Tax from the University of Texas. I was 7 years with Ernst & Young, including 3 years in their national tax office, which was actually the last time we had major tax reform, 1986. And 14 years as an adjunct professor, 4 years as an in-house tax advisor for a Fortune 500 company, and 25 years building CPA firms. And now I do a lot of, like you said, do a lot of speaking, a lot of writing, and a lot of research, frankly, because this new law required a lot of research and a lot of training.
Yeah, the new book, actually it's an old book that you revised, fresh, updated with the new tax code, Tax-Free Wealth, will be our book giveaway if you schedule and keep your no-obligation review at 888-988-JOSH. So we have 12 year-end tax planning questions. It's going to help business owners, small businesses, and investors maximize savings legally during the first year that the new tax plan will impact returns. So we got a bunch of questions for me, but folks, now is the time to ask Tom any question you have about the tax code changes. Call us now, 800-321-0710. That is our listener hotline, 800-321-0710. So talk a little bit about this 20% pass-through deduction. First, what is it? And second, how to determine if your business qualifies?
So this is 20% of your net income from your business. I mean, that's the idea. So it's actually the lesser of 20% of the net income from your business or 20% of your taxable income as a, you know, a single individual, married, family, joint, whatever. The first thing you have to determine is whether you're a qualified business. And those who aren't qualified are really people like me. Accountants, sure. Lawyers, doctors, financial services, sure. Athletes. They're the ones who don't qualify.
People like if us. We get taken advantage of by this new law. But what about, you know, it's ridiculous. I have a buddy of mine, Steve Oceans, who came out with an interesting construction where even if you are in some of those businesses, you can get below that threshold.
Well, that's the thing. So if you are in one of the businesses, if your income, married, family, and joint is below $315,000, you still qualify. So, you know, if you think about it, at $315,000, a 20% deduction, a $63,000 deduction. And I think everybody would be up for that one. So wow. You just have to get your income down. So that's one of the things, actually, that's one of the things people should be doing right now is doing a tax projection, determining what their income is so that they can figure out how can I get my income below that, my taxable income below that, so that I can take advantage of this deduction.
Sure. And I guess we'll talk about what are some of the ways to get our income below that 20% deduction. But let's also talk about the changes in the corporate rate. So the 20% qualified business income pass-through deduction is 20% off of your, is it AGI?
It's your net income. It's your income. So it's either your net income or your AGI, whichever is lower.
Okay, so that's the 20%. That's good if you're an LLC, if you're an S-Corp, or even if you're a sole proprietorship, right, Tom?
Right. Sole proprietors actually get a real benefit here because they get the full deduction. They're not subject to the wage requirement or anything else like that. So it's a good deduction for sole proprietors.
That's huge. So who would benefit by becoming a C-Corp instead of an S?
So a couple of people, a couple of folks. First of all, C Corp is a 21% rate. Don't forget that you've got a double taxation. So, you know, you're going to be taxed once at the C Corp level at 21%. When you're going to be taxed again at the dividend rate of anywhere from 15 to 23.8%. So, you know, it's not just everybody that should be a C Corp, but anybody who is really reinvesting heavily in their business that doesn't expect to take a lot of money out of their company and leave a lot of money in ought to consider being a C-Corp. And the other one is any company that is building with the intent to sell in 5 to 10 years, because we have this deduction, we have this benefit called Section 1202, which allows you as a C-Corporation – after 5 years to sell your stock and recognize no gain.
Wow.
So it's a huge benefit for, you know, for like if you're starting up a technology company and your plan is to just build and sell, or, you know, any other of those qualified businesses, just not financial services or accounting law. But if you're planning to do that, then you really ought to look at, sit down with your tax advisor and look at.
So financial services, accounting and law is not eligible for 1202?
Right. The same people who are not eligible for the 20% deduction are not eligible for the 1202 tax benefit.
What about a fintech company, or do they go that?
Yeah, you know what? Interestingly enough, now here's another reason you should sit down with your tax advisor on this 20% deduction. There are a lot of companies that may think of themselves as financial services, for example, but aren't financial services.
Sure.
The Treasury and the regulations, they say, for example, that insurance companies are not financial services companies because it's really the rendering of a service. It's not the providing of a product. So there are a lot of people who may think, well, I'm not going to qualify. I mean, for example, take a pharmacist. Well, a pharmacist is really a retailer. So a pharmacist probably qualifies, if they have their own pharmacy, they probably qualify for this 20% deduction. They would probably also qualify for the 1202 tax benefit. So if you qualify for one, you probably qualify for the other. So that's why now is the time, just like you say. Now is the time to, you know, sit down with that tax advisor and really go.
Because if somebody waits till January 1st and they say, I want to do some of this stuff, in many cases, they won't be able to lower their income below that threshold after the clock strikes 12.
Right. I mean, that's great for 2019, but that's not going to help you a lot for 2018.
And let's say one of the things that we're doing round the clock for our listener friends till December 31st is setting up retirement plans. And you could set up a DB pension plan or cash balance plan. You don't have to fund it until October the 15th of the next year, but you got to set it up by
that's
January
right.
the 1st. So,
and that's one way that you can get your income down below that $315,000 threshold.
Yeah.
So that's actually a really good use for that, is get your income down.
Yeah, getting your income down is going to be huge. We're going to talk about that when we return with Tom Wheelwright, CPA. What most people don't know is he is the Rich Dad CPA in the Robert Kiyosaki series. Is Robert's... Are you Robert's personal CPA now, or you're probably so busy, but you were?
I am. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you still are?
Yeah, of course.
That's great. So for those of you who love Robert Kiyosaki, Robert loves Tom. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We're talking tax strategies. And we're taking your calls at 800-321-0710. And we have a special gift for you. If you're among the first five callers who call in the next break, you'll get a copy of the book by Tom, Tax-Free Wealth, when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. So you got to call us now, 888-988-JOSH, and book the appointment by year end. 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well,
give us a call.
Believe me.
800-321-0710. If you have a financial call, we're with Tom Wheelwright, a world-renowned CPA of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, author of the book Tax-Free Wealth, which we're giving away. And this show is all about how do you save money on taxes last minute. We had him on, I don't know how long ago we had you on, but 6 months ago, we told people to do this. And I'm getting calls from people now. You know, I got millions, Josh. I want help with QBI. And what do I do? And what do we do to get, if somebody has a lot of income, how do they get their income below that 315 threshold legally? Number one, we talked about defined benefit, cash balance, pension plans, stuff like that. But I'd be remiss if we just gloss over that. First, explain to our listeners what that is and how they can use that to their advantage. Tom?
Yeah, so the defined benefit plan, this is money that you're just putting away for retirement, right? So it's the reason it's so much money is that you get to put away even more than your salary. I mean, for example, let's say you're in your 50s and you're looking at retiring when you're 60, right? Then you're going to be able to put away a huge amount of money. It's all tax deductible now. You'll pay tax later, but what it will also do is reduce your taxable income so that you qualify for that QBI, that qualified business income deduction, that 20% deduction. So that's a big one. It's absolutely a big one right now.
That's huge. We're seeing people in their 60s and 70s get write-offs as high as $300,000.
Right.
We're seeing people in their 30s even who usually would not need to do it, they're still getting $100,000 off of their income.
Yep.
So, and this is just a huge benefit. And folks, if you want to take advantage of that, you can call us at 888-988-JOSH. And we're fielding calls, and we work basically New Year's Eve doing stuff, you know, because all we have to do is have the plan created by then.
That's it. You don't have to fund it until October.
You don't have to fund it. That's a fantastic benefit. And I'm of the opinion, I love tax-free growth. I like Roths. I like life insurance. And I usually am not the biggest fan of tax deferral, just because I think taxes will be higher in the future.
Right.
But the reason why this made me change my mind a lot is this is such a tax benefit for so many people. Also, let's say you work in a high-tax state like New Jersey, New York, but you might retire in Florida, low state tax. You're not paying state income tax on that money.
That's right. So, you get the deduction in New York, and then you don't pay tax in New York when you retire. It's pretty cool.
So we're going to go to the phone lines. 800-321-0710. We have my buddy Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
How you doing?
Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Glad you're here.
How you doing today?
Great. Thanks for calling.
So I was listening to what you were just discussing there about the qualified business income deduction, and the ceiling is not the same for single as it is for joint filers, isn't it?
Right, it's half. So it's 315 for joint and 157.5 for single.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Again, that ceiling only applies if you're in one of those unqualified businesses like consulting. But if you have a regular retail shop, you sell on Amazon, you're a technology company, you're a normal business, there's no limit.
Okay, so what I did was I created an LLC, and its purpose is to provide editorial services for literary submissions and document review. Now, my core business is the practice of medicine. But incorporating it like that seems to me that I might qualify for the unlimited ceiling.
You might. Now, the challenge is that there is a rule in the regulations that if you have a non-qualified business, like your medical practice, and you have a qualified business, you have to be really careful on following the rules so that you don't run afoul. They don't combine them.
Well, the two are unrelated.
So you should be okay. If they're completely unrelated, you should be okay. And certainly editorial and writing services are not one of the designated services. So, you know, on the surface, you should be okay.
The other thing, and this is what I'm finding too, in some cases when we have wealthy people in medicine or finance who come to us for help, sometimes they don't get the write-off, but we can structure a trust or their child to get the write-off.
Oh, for sure.
So for example, Jeff could he be the employee of this literary? Let's say for whatever reason they disallow this. I don't know. Could he be the employee, and let's say his child, adult child, be the president of the company? And she gets stuff like
absolutely.
That.
I mean, one of the big benefits that we typically don't think about is our children. And, you know, if we're funding for our children down the road anyway, we can control all the money and control what happens to it, and they get taxed on it. And, we can get a lot of tax benefits by using our family.
Yeah, so one of the strategies that Oceans talks about, and I want your take on it just to, you know, maybe since the last time. So let's say you have a business owner. They're making, I don't know, $800,000 a year, and they go, I can't get this. That they could essentially have a third of the company be owned by the couple, say, husband and wife, then another third owned by one child's trust, and then another third owned by another child's trust. The trusts would be paying out income, let's say, of $157,000. So you would work out the percentages. So if it's 10% of the business, or 20, or 30, or 40, and then the trust would get the 20% write-off, because trusts get the write-off up to 157. Have you researched that a bit more? Is that still kosher?
Actually, I think that should work. Now, remember that the money you leave in the trust is going to be taxed at the highest rate. So it's a pretty much a flat rate that's left in the trust.
Well, there's a strategy around that, too.
Once you hit $12,000, you're at 37% in a trust.
But this would presumably be on people who are in 37 no matter what, right?
Right, right. So if you're in that really high tax bracket, and you know you've got a bunch of income that's in that highest tax bracket, then using trust is fantastic.
So if you're paying 157 out to the trust of a daughter or son, then they're only paying the 37%. On the first 12, on anything above the first 12 grand, but then they're only paying that on 80, so they're not paying tax on about 157 minus 125. Is that correct? So they're not paying tax on 32 grand in
right.
that case. Then are they not
right.
paying tax also on the 12 grand?
No, there's tax. It just gets
a lower rate.
It gets
okay.
the lower rates, yeah.
Okay, so. That could be beneficial. And then one of the things you could do is a lot of the things we do is for our children anyway. He was suggesting appointing like independent trustees. So like, for example, with Jeff's daughter, if Jeff was the trustee, it might get into some hairiness. So you might put a father-in-law or a mother-in-law or an adult, a grandfather or grandmother or sister or brother. Is that still the case, or could Jeff indeed be the trustee?
You know, that's why you sit down with your advisors. I mean, that's why That's why I always say investing is a team sport, right?
Exactly.
And you have to walk through because it's going to be different for everybody. But absolutely, I mean, there's so many options that there's really, outside of being a little lazy, there's no reason not to take advantage of all these tax benefits.
Oh, without a doubt. This is huge, folks. Investing is a team sport. Don't go it alone. Call us 800-321-0710. There has never been a better time to engage in year-end tax planning. So call us now, 800-321-0710. If you have a financial question for us, 888-988-JOSH. If you want the book, Tax-Free Wealth, which was handcrafted by Tom Wheelwright, our CPA, our live CPA right now, who's taking your questions on all matters financial. What's one more way to get your income below the... So let's say you get somebody who goes, I make a lot of money. Let's say someone says, I make too much for this. What are other ways? So they do the defined benefit cash balance plan. You've mentioned previously potentially buying a building. What are some other ways along the, clarify the buying the building or some of the other things? And we only got about a minute left in this segment, so maybe that would be a great cliffhanger. So, folks, we will take your calls, 800-321-0710. And Tom Wheelwright, get his book, Tax-Free Wealth, 888-988-JOSH. Or you can get it on Amazon, I'm sure. But Tax-Free Wealth will be your free gift when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. Tom Wheelwright, I believe you also have your own podcast, right? Wealthability. Is that correct? So we'll ask him about Wealthability next. Folks, so call us, 888-988-JOSH. Get the free book, Tax-Free Wealth, by Tom Wheelwright, when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Jelinski, the financial quarterback here, Josh Jelinski with Tom Wheelwright. Jeff had a follow-up question. Jeff's a sharp guy, so I'm sure his question is being thought of by many of you. Go ahead, Jeff, for Tom Wheelwright, CPA, author of the book Tax-Free Wealth.
Okay, there was just one quick thing. I was thinking about using some of the income, if not the majority of the income, out of this LLC to set up an individual retirement plan, one of these cash balance things that you were just talking about. Do I have enough time? I think I do, to do something like that so that it would be beneficial for the 2018 tax year. And what kind of expertise do I need in order to do that? In other words, do I need to see you or somebody else to do that?
Yeah, I mean, we use the services of an outside actuarial firm that does a great job for us, because you need to take into account
the fees, and also, right?
I generally don't. Yeah, you can call our office. We can set up a webinar. Tom, you want to answer that?
Yeah, I think the other people you need on your team typically are your tax advisor. And you may need, just from an entity standpoint, you may need your attorney who sets up your entities for you to be involved. But definitely your tax advisor should be involved in that.
But you have enough time to do that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But it depends on the actuarial.
So does my contribution have to be in by the end of 2018, or still do I have until the April 15th contribution deadline for IRAs?
Well, if you're doing an IRA, you've got until April 15th. But if you do a, if you do a plain benefit plan, you have until October 15th.
Uh-huh. Okay. For 2018?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. All right, that's pretty helpful. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jeff. And yeah, a lot of people don't realize that you just have to set it up. Now, that's one of the reasons why the actuarial firm is so critical. I did not like these things because I had an old actuarial firm, very highly rated, but they didn't work didn't work beyond banker's hours. So we would have a very stressed out business owner at the end of the year, and they would be off the week between Christmas and New Year's. And so I found somebody who would work with us that last week of the year, and that proved a significant difference. So any other comments on that, how to pick the right people?
Well, you know what? Chapter 23 of my book, Tax-Free Wealth, actually is about how to pick the right people. Pick advisors, financial advisors, tax advisors, and there is a skill to it. And, you know, the number one thing is you want an advisor who, like you say, doesn't work banker's hours. And second of all, one who is most interested in your success and that will really ask you the right questions. And, they're not expecting you to ask questions. They're not talking about themselves and how great they are. What they're doing is they're saying, okay, so tell me about your situation, explain what's going on, what are your goals, how do we best help you? What questions do you want from a financial advisor?
Sure. So, folks, if you have year-end tax questions about the new tax law, now is your chance to ask Tom Wheelwright, Rich Dad CPA, author of the book Tax-Free Wealth, which is our giveaway to you. Call us now. 800-321-0710. If you have a question for us, now is the time to chime in. 800-321-0710. So what are some other ways to get your income lowered by year end? You've mentioned previously cost segregation and buying a building. You want to clarify that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. So the new depreciation rules, and depreciation is really what we think of as the wear and tear on the building, but the new depreciation rules are so big, people are not understanding just how big they are. For example, you could put down $250,000 on a million-dollar building, $250,000 on a million-dollar building. Your tax deduction is probably $300,000. So you put in $250,000 and your tax deduction is $300,000. So it's actually more because you get the deduction for the money the bank puts in. So this cost segregation combined with bonus depreciation, and it applies, this is the first time in history that bonus depreciation has applied to used property. You don't have to go out and build something. You can buy something. And you still get this appreciation. So, for example, Jeff, for his medical practice, could buy a building, and that would qualify, and he would get that tax benefit right away. So, you can't ignore the bonus depreciation.
Wow, that's huge, folks. If you've been looking at buying a building, maybe now's the time. Now, what about somebody says, "Well, I want to use that bonus depreciation to buy a beach house." So I want to buy a beach house. Can they get that? So, does it have to be?
They can. Now they have to be careful with that, of course, because the IRS recognizes the potential for abuse there. If that beach house is rented out most of the time, more than 90% of the year, if it's rented out more than 90% of the time, you only use it less than 10%. So let's say you decide, I want a beach house, but I really am going to take, 2 weeks a year is all I'm going to take the beach house. 3 weeks a year at the beach house, and the rest of the time it's rented out. Now I'm talking about 4 year, right? So the rest of the time you can rent that out. You can do that, and you'll get the bonus depreciation. And I've got a client who's doing that right now. His wife she's doing rental properties at the lake. That's what she's doing. It's lake property.
So now just to make sure that's. We'll talk a little bit more about this. So let's say you get a beach house. Is it the percentage of the summer usage or percentage of 52 weeks? So can you stay there 2 weeks,
well,
4 weeks?
It's a percentage of the usage, okay? So if it's used for 40 weeks, 90% of 40 weeks needs to be rental to somebody other than you and your family.
Okay.
So it's the percentage that is used, right? You've got to be over that 90% rule.
So it's not just putting the house up on Airbnb. It's someone being in that house.
No, it's got to be available. You know, that's available for rent. So it's got to be available.
So it doesn't have to be rented.
No, it doesn't have to be rented. It has to be available, but that's what it's being used for. So it may not be rented, but it's used for rental purposes. So you need to make sure that it's got to be realistic. So you got a beach house in the winter and it's a New Jersey beach. You're not going to rent that very much in the winter. And so you got to still sit down with your tax advisor. You still got to walk through how this works, all the details work. That's what your tax advisor's for.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to want your help after this. 800-321-0710. So this is a huge opportunity, the new tax bill. Folks, if you want our help, call us 888-988-JOSH. The 888-988-5674. Up next, who do we have? Paula on 1031 exchanges. Go ahead, Paula. You're on with Josh.
Hi. Thanks so very much. Okay. In late 2016, really 2017, I did a 1031 exchange of $2 million, and I bought a couple of properties. Now, the two of the three, I continued to renovate during 2017, but one of them I rented out. It wasn't so much. But the other two, I probably dropped over $100,000 for each renovation. I went to file my 2017 tax return, had a new accountant, and the accountant said I could not get credit for the monies that I spent in the renovation because those units were not yet rented. What? So
yeah,
I need to know.
In 2018,
I still haven't. They're finally finished the renovations, and in maybe about a month, I should be renting the other two. So I want to be recompensed for the expenditures that I did on these other two buildings. So how is he correct, or maybe I should get another accountant?
I think you ought to get at least another opinion. Okay, I would sit down with a tax advisor who specializes in real estate because it is a specialty, and because you do have to look at all the facts and circumstances and say, okay, look, are you already in the rental business? If you're already in the rental business and these are just part of your rental business, then I don't know why you wouldn't take that deduction as you incurred the expenses, because those are probably repairs, and repairs are deductible immediately.
Deduct, but I was not, because these were never, they were wonderful properties, but they were sold to me by owners, private owners, and they were lived in by these people. When they sold it to me, I then needed to upgrade it to my what I thought my standards, because I knew I could get a heck of a lot more money. And so it took time, but I was successful. And we're talking, as I said, not $10,000. We're talking a lot of money for each property. I want that money back because I know.
Of course.
Of course. How will I then, in 2018, when I do my taxes, can I then, once they're rented in 2019, can I then say, all right, I want to deduct a whole hundred? Because I'm doing it all now. I'm not doing it yearly like normally I would do. You need a new roof on one building. Okay, I'll put the roof. But no, I decided to do it all at one time and then rent them.
You know what? I would get another opinion. What your current tax advisor, basically what I'm hearing is he will probably depreciate that renovation. So it's probably going to be over a period of years. I don't know how you would take it in 2019 all at once. Okay, unless you say, look, it all was done after September of 2017. If all the work that was done after September of 2017. Then you could write that off.
We got to take a break.
An improvement is a bonus depreciation.
Paula, it sounds like you need a review. Call us 888-988 Josh. And folks, if you have a question or if you want to take advantage of some of these year-end tax planning techniques and maneuvers, call us 888-988 Josh. 888-988 Josh and get the book by Tom Wheelwright, CPA, called Tax Free Wealth. 888-988 Josh. And we do have room for listener questions at 800-321-0710. There is a rare window of political opportunity for those of you to take advantage of some of these little known tax laws. But you got to move. You got about 4 weeks left in the year. 888-988 Josh. 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Next, we're going to talk about what if you need a new car and you own a business, how to get the government to help you with that, and maximizing automobile deductions and real estate investment deductions. But first, Tommy has a question for Tom Wheelwright on our listener-inspired hotline, 800-321-0710. And many of you are calling us at 888-988-5674. You have just 4 weeks left. We're going to be in Hackensack, New Jersey this week, Short Hills, New Jersey, Toms River, New Jersey, also Long Island, Manhasset, Melville, Stamford in Connecticut, Red Bank, New Jersey, Princeton, New Jersey, and a spot near you. So call us 888-988-JOSH and get the Tax-Free Wealth Second Edition. You can get it at wealthability.com, Amazon, or call us and we'll give it to you free when you're among the first five callers who schedule and keep your no obligation review. So go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, Josh, how are you today?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling.
My question is, I understand the Roth IRA limits, and I already contributed for the $5,500 I could put in for the year. Since I put it in, I sold a home, and with the capital gains, it put me over the limits. What can I do? What are my options?
Well, interesting question. So what you're going to want to do is sit down with your tax advisor and reduce your taxable income. I mean, that's what we were talking about earlier on the show, is there are a lot of ways to reduce your taxable income, and you just want to reduce your income back down so that you basically eliminate you're going to eliminate the tax on that capital gain as well and get your income down below the threshold. Otherwise, you know, you've got an overcontribution that you need to take out.
And you can generally
act by when I take this out if I had to go that route.
Yeah. There's a provision for them for you to take it back out. Yep.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. There's a lot you can do, but you got to move by your end. I mean, you could set up a retirement plan for your small business. You might even be able to set up a Roth 401k. That's something you can do without regard for income. And what some people don't realize they could do is they could tether the Roth 401k with the cash balance or profit sharing, get a significant write-off on one side, and then sock money away tax-free as well. So there are a lot of options for you at 888-988-JOSH. So you want to comment on that a little more, Tom? That's a great good
point. Well, there are just so many options, and you really have to sit down and look at all of your options. People think, well, you know, I've got my IRA, and that's what I do, and that's what their tax advisor knows. But recognize that, like you say, you've got profit-sharing plans, you've got 401k plans, which is a type of a profit-sharing plan, you have pension plans, you have all sorts of vehicles to take advantage. Plus, you have what we call non-qualified vehicles. You have everything outside of the pension area to reduce your income as well. So there's literally thousands of ways to do this.
No, fantastic. So, folks, if you have a question, Boris, call us now, 800-321-0710, and get the free book, Tax-Free Wealth, by our special guest, Tom Wheelwright, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, CPA, and the author of the book, Tax-Free Wealth. So let's say we got some people listening and they want a new car. Can you establish a home office to increase your automobile deductions? I was always told you don't want to take the home office.
Oh, my heavens. And I keep hearing that, and it drives me crazy. The home office deduction is specifically allowed in the law, first place. Second of all, if you actually take the home office deduction the way you're supposed to, there's nowhere to report that you have a home office. So if you have an S corporation or a partnership and you take that home office deduction in the S corporation or in the partnership, there's no place to report that you have a home office deduction. So it does not need to be a red flag. Second of all, the IRS really hasn't considered it a red flag since 1997 when the tax law changed. In 1997, so 20 years, and I'm still hearing this, and I hear it all the time, Josh. So absolutely. Here's what happens. You establish a home office, you're going to buy a car. You establish a home office, now your commute is 30 feet instead of that first trip of the day being a commute, which is non-deductible. The first trip of the day is to your home office, and that's non-deductible. It's 30 feet. Who cares? But the rest of your day, if you're doing it for business, is going to be a business. It's going to be business automobile. So I see people that they actually double their automobile deduction by having a home office. Double it. Mm. And when you consider, let's say you're going out and you're going to buy a new full-size
SUV. But you have to have another office real quick, though. Let's say my corporate headquarters in Toms River. Do I have to, because I have a corporate headquarters, does that nullify the write-off? I know it doesn't.
It does not. It just means there are very specific rules for how you have to deal with that write-off. It does not nullify it, okay? There are certain activities that you have to perform in your home office that are different than the ones you do at your headquarters office, okay? In addition, a lot of people have two businesses. They have a primary business that has a corporate office, and then they have a secondary business or real estate investing that they can do out of their home. So you really have multiple options for that home office, and it provides such a huge tax benefit that to not take that home office is really just a shame. It's almost a sin in my book.
Now, what are those duties? Or is it
too well? What you have to do is you have to make your home office your primary office, which means that's where you do your administrative duties. Okay, so you make sure that you and there's very very specific rules. So please sit down with your tax advisor. Please walk through step by step.
Now we're
going to
take
a
final break of the hour. Then we'll be back talking about car deductions with Tom Wheelwright. And folks, the name of the game this year is tax planning. There has never been a more important time if you're into real estate, if you're into investing, if you're into saving money on your taxes. This tax plan offers some unique benefits. And one of the things that people have not done is a good job communicating the benefits of the plan. And we're doing that right here, right now. 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. And folks, many of us in the Northeast, we're not going to get as much of a write-off on our state income tax, our state property taxes. So we got to look for every way we can save in this new law. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back with final thoughts with Tom Wheelwright.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee tax fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with a financial quarterback.
We're back with Tom Wheelwright, CPA, talking about year-end tax planning tips. So, Tom, let's say you want to buy a new car and you own a business. How do you get the biggest write-off for buying that new car?
Well, two things you have to do. First of all, you really do need a home office because you want to make sure that your last trips of the day are business usage. Because remember, it's the percentage of the car that you use for business that's deductible. So if you use it 50%, you get 50% of the car deduction. If you use it 80%, you get 80% of the car deduction. Second of all, when you're thinking of buying that new car, you do have to consider that a full-size SUV, one that weighs over 6,000 pounds, gets 100% deduction subject to the business usage limits. So you buy a $60,000 SUV, you could get, if you used it 100% for business, you'd get a $60,000 deduction. It's a really big benefit. Even if you buy a passenger vehicle, though, the first-year benefits are $18,000. So on a passenger vehicle. So even a passenger vehicle gets good benefits. Just
what do you mean by passenger vehicle? I thought it was like $12,000.
No. Anything over 6,000 gets the full, the 6,000 pounds, that's a SUV or a truck, gets the full deduction. Anything under 6,000 pounds is a passenger vehicle. And anything under 6,000 pounds or that's not a truck, right, is a passenger vehicle. And those passenger vehicles still get the $18,000 first-year deduction.
Now, isn't there some luxury car limitation of 12,000 or something like that?
No, that's the limitation right there. They completely changed the limitations under this new law. So these are luxury. The 18,000 is the luxury limitation. That's all you get at 18. You know, you used to get almost nothing.
You used to get 12, right? Last year it was 12. So this year it's 18. What am I thinking?
It's 18 now.
Wow, that's huge.
Yep.
So I shouldn't have bought my car in 2017 for the business. I should have bought it in 2018. Oh, well.
Well, actually, you should have bought it after September of 2017, and then you would have gotten it in 2017.
Oh, well. So, yeah, I was about a month too late. But what happened in September of 2017? Why did they change it?
Well, that's the effective date of this new law on depreciation is September 27th of 2017. So if you purchase a new car in December of 2017, then you got the deduction.
Wow. So maybe I should sell my car and buy a new one.
Well, you may. Now, when you sell your car, you're probably going to pay tax when you sell that car. Just recognize it.
Oh, the recapture.
We don't have the trade-in rules that we used to have. That 1031 exchange, which applied to your trade-ins, no longer apply. So you may have tax when you sell your car, even if you're selling it at a loss because you took depreciation. Now, it may not under the old rules, but you just have to run the numbers. Of course,
folks, call us, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back next final segment with Tom Wheelwright, CPA, author of the book Tax-Free Wealth, 888-988-JOSH. If you want help with year-end tax planning, call us now, 888-988-5674, 888-988-JOSH. Get the free book when you schedule your no-obligation review.
WOR and WAXQ HD2 New York.
Thanks to you, we're New York's most listened to talk station.
Nielsen rated number one. 710 WOR, the voice of New York.
An iHeart radio station.
40 degrees and cloudy at 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry McCready. An associate of political operative Roger Stone telling ABC News he's negotiating a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller. Dr. Jerome Corsi has been a person of interest in the Mueller probe for the past several months as a possible connection to Stone. Chief political analyst Matthew Dowd says a deal with Corsi could be a concern for Stone and the president.
If I were the president, I'd be very worried as Bob Mueller wraps this up and is going to present a report to the Justice Department, and then I think Congress will get it. This is a big threat to him. This is a big threat to the ongoing ability of his administration to function. If I were Roger Stone, I'd be very concerned because Roger Stone hasn't been called before any grand jury, and he seems to be